Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 6, we're giving you this live look at Hillside High School in Durham. There will be extra security there today after a shooting near campus killed one student and injured another. Where the investigation stands after police were at that scene well into the night.
Here's a nice dry look at Chapel Hill this morning. Of course, we're about to change to a wetter pattern. I'll show you where the rain will begin first and how long it sticks around. And a live look now at Turkey, where the death toll from that massive earthquake is still rising. The effort to find more people in the rubble and the help coming from North Carolina. We have the stories you need to know to start your Thursday. Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is good to have you along here. And Elizabeth mentioned when the raindrops will start there. We're dry for now. We're still hanging on to this mild start here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
It is still a nice morning out there. We'll take a look at downtown Raleigh. This is City Plaza from Jimmy V's restaurant. 53 degrees right now. It feels nice. And notice our wind is calm. It is going to be a bit breezy later on this afternoon, but it's going to be a warm wind coming up from the south. They'll keep our temperature. It's very warm again today, like yesterday. It is 50 in Fayetteville, 44 in Goldsboro, Rocky Mount and Wilson, 43 in Roxboro, but 53 in Durham. So we have a wide range in our temperatures. In Southern Pines, it's 10 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. In Goldsboro, only 2 degrees warmer. It just kind of depends on where you are. The wind will pick up later this afternoon. Steady out of the south at about 10 to 15, gusting 20 to 25. But like I mentioned, it should be a fairly warm wind. We're waking up to clear skies this morning, and that will be the case all the way up until lunchtime. Right around noon, we begin to see the clouds filling in. And when we do, embedded in these clouds could be an isolated shower. Most of us won't see any rain today. There's 5 o'clock. Again, just a tiny shower here or there. But eventually, we're going to see a cold front rolling in tomorrow, and that will bump up our chance for rain, especially later in the afternoon. And we're going to walk through that timeline for rain Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up. A warm 74, that's likely to tie the record for this day. Brian?
601, let's take a live look at East Raleigh. This is the camera at Newbern Avenue at Rogers Lane. Traffic getting a little busier out there, but still flowing freely as you head through East Raleigh all the way out toward Knightdale. 64 businesses in fine shape toward the 540 interchange and beyond. Around the rest of the triangle right now, just check with our partners at Waze. We have no incidents showing up anywhere, and our live sensor data indicates our major routes are in good shape. Elizabeth and I will be back with another update of weather and traffic in 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. You'll see extra security at Hillside High School in Durham today after two students were shot on the American Tobacco Trail near campus. One of the students died, and police stayed at the scene until 1 this morning. WRAL's Laura Levine is outside Hillside High this morning with what we know about the investigation. Laura.
Renee, the school community here, the Durham community, is really hurting from this recent tragedy. Although the shooting happened off campus at the American Tobacco Trail, Hillside High School here behind me will beef up security today. The school sent out a message to parents yesterday afternoon saying that they will have increased presence of law enforcement on campus as well as counselors to help with students as needed. Here's video from last night of the shooting investigation, which remained active well into the night. You can see investigators still processing the scene. One Hillside High School student died at the hospital. Another student had to be hospitalized. This all played out around 1 p.m. yesterday on Riddle Road near Fayetteville Street. A witness we spoke with described hearing about 10 gunshots and seeing kids with backpacks running away. Hillside went under a secure status where no one was allowed in or out of the building. And since the student who died is under the age of 18, his name will not immediately be released by Durham Police to the public. Durham Police is asking anyone right now with any more information about the shooting to give them a call. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Durham.
And breaking news this morning, UNC police say a man is in custody after a reported sexual assault on campus. A lot of folks went to bed last night with this unresolved. The department announced the arrest just before midnight. Police say that report came from Craig Residence Hall just before 9 last night. Authorities have not released any further details about this case.
The death toll in the massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria is climbing even higher. In just the past half hour, officials reported more than 17,000 people are now confirmed dead after Monday's earthquake. The number rose sharply last night when Turkey added 3,000 more people to the total. Turkey's number of dead now more than 14,000.
Drone video shows the incredible damage the earthquake caused to a main road connecting Turkey and Syria. Those deep cracks you see there destroyed the road and left cars flipped on their sides. This has forced cross-border aid between the countries to stop, but the UN says it will resume in the coming days.
North Carolina-based Samaritan's Purse is also responding to the disaster in Turkey as efforts to rescue survivors continue. The relief organization headquartered in Boone will send 75 disaster assistance response team members. The volunteers will also set up an emergency field hospital. They'll have 52 patient beds, two operating rooms, and a pharmacy. The group is also sending critically needed supplies like hygiene items and tarps. Search continues this morning for the person who shot and killed two men and a baby girl. Fayetteville police have not said who that person is. Right now, we know Jonathan McMillan and Terrence Melvin died in the shooting. These are videos of Melvin playing with his son. His family says he was at home with his six-month-old daughter and McMillan when someone shot all of them Wednesday night. The daughter's name has not been released. Investigators say this was not a random crime, but they haven't shared a motive.
Investigators say a Nash County woman charged with beating her granddaughter to death was accused of child abuse weeks before. WRL reached out to social services to see why no action was taken when the abuse was reported. As of this morning, we haven't heard back. Deputies arrested Patricia Ricks yesterday at her home in Nashville. Investigators say her 8-year-old granddaughter suffered injuries all over her body. The sheriff's office said they did find some weapons or items that were used as weapons in the home.
Durham City Council members are expected to discuss solutions to the city's unpaid parking ticket issue. They'll do that at today's work session. The city currently has almost $700,000 in unpaid parking tickets. Now, a parking ticket in downtown Durham costs $30, but more than a third of those tickets never get paid. Council members are talking about ways to get people to pay their fines, including the option of working with a collection agency.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is wrapping up his European tour today. He arrived at the European Union's legislature in Brussels. This is him here making a speech. He wants to become a part. He wants Ukraine to become a part of the European Union. He made a very heartfelt, emotional appeal for his country, for them to become part of the EU, saying for Ukraine, it is a way home. On his trip, he saw a strong show of support, including promises of more military aid from London. The European Union will stand by Ukraine with steadfast support for as long as it takes. That's what they said in a statement. They also tell him, "We have your back and freedom will prevail."
The COO of Southwest will testify before the Senate Commerce Committee today and apologize for the December debacle. Senators are investigating the scheduling crisis that left people stranded in airports and unable to travel during the holidays. Southwest canceled more than 16,000 flights back then. Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson will try to explain what caused the crisis. He'll also talk about what Southwest is doing to ensure a travel meltdown like that does not happen again.
Wake County authorities say they have identified the person responsible for making threats of mass violence at Zebulon Middle School. The sheriff's office says it has filed a juvenile petition against the person who it says made those threats last week. Because of the age of the suspect, no further information about their identity has been made available.
Body camera video showing the arrest of a man who died in police custody could be released by tomorrow. That's according to the Raleigh City Manager. On Wednesday, a judge said Raleigh police can release the video showing the encounter with Darrell Williams. In January, Williams died after police used a taser on him 3 times. District Attorney Lauren Freeman and Raleigh police asked the judge to release that video. The judge also granted the police chief's request to show the video to the Williams family first.
Today, parents can get early admission to this year's Kids Exchange Consignment Sale. It'll be at the Jim Graham Building and Expo Center at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. Early admission this afternoon will cost $20, but you get first pick. The sale will open to the public for free starting tomorrow through Sunday.
One of North Carolina's most popular barbecue joints is ready to serve the public again after a devastating fire destroyed the restaurant in 2021. The Pick and Pig announced on social media it will reopen in Carthage today. Their new hours will be from 11 until 4, Thursday through Sunday. People from across the country helped raise $30,000 to rebuild the restaurant after it was destroyed.
Coming up on 610 right now on your Thursday, new data shows more younger people are dying of heart attacks after the COVID-19 pandemic. One of the study's co-authors explains the connection. Plus.
Help! A woman begging for help at a stranger's door in the middle of the night. What a security expert says about the decision you have to make about opening the door.
Another warm day, likely to tie another record high. But after that, we change the pattern. Really beginning tomorrow, we move into a wetter situation. I'll talk about when the heaviest rain begins and how much we'll see by the time it ends. Six 12 on this nice, quiet morning. Take a look down Salem Street in Apex. This is a live view here. Our temperatures are nice and mild like they were yesterday. Skies are clear. We're starting off like yesterday, but we won't end up like yesterday. We will see increasing clouds. Right around lunchtime, it'll cloud up, and we could end the day with an isolated shower. Most of us won't see that, but we couldn't rule it out. Heading out the door, 43 in Lewisburg. It's 40 in Tarboro, 47 in South Hill, 46 in Irwin, and 44 degrees in Goldsboro. Temperatures, for the most part, are either at or above where they were this time yesterday. I will warm up nicely into the mid-60s right around lunchtime. If you're walking the dog this evening, we're going to see temperatures in the afternoon in the mid-70s, but even at 6 o'clock, it'll be 70 degrees. It'll just be a little cloudier than it was yesterday. I'll show you when the bulk of the rain arrives. Coming up, Brian.
613, Elizabeth, as we watch traffic this morning, live sensor data indicating most of our major routes are in fine shape around Wake County, not seeing any delays there. Take a look at that live camera out at I-40 at Old Reedy Creek Road between Harrison Avenue and Aviation Parkway. And you see both directions looking all right. All of those major approaches into the RDU area are looking good. Out of West Raleigh on I-40 westbound, out of North Raleigh on 540 westbound, and 40 eastbound out of Durham, all clear to the airport exits.
This video circulating on social media shows a woman running up to the front door of a home in Fayetteville, desperately ringing the doorbell and crying out for help. This happened just before 4 in the morning on Monday. Many who commented on social media wondered if this was a scam. A security expert who spoke with WRL says no matter what, it is best to not open your door.
You don't want to unlock the door and expose yourself and your family or whatever to what possibly could be going on the other side of the door. Because quite frankly, there are times where somebody will use that as a ploy to gain entry into your home.
And you have to think about your own safety and your family's. In this case, Fayetteville police say this was not a scam and they're actively investigating what happened.
Tough decision when you want to do the right thing, right? Mm-hmm. The Wake County Sheriff's Office is reactivating its Citizen Well Check program. It's open to all Wake County seniors, 65 and older, who live alone and would like a daily well check. Here's how it's been working. Participants get a call 9 a.m. every day, and if they're okay, they can push 1 and hang up. If there's no answer, another call will be made at 9:05. If no one can reach the participant, an emergency contact and deputy will be notified. The program starts Tuesday, February 14th.
The rail company behind the fiery train derailment in Ohio is now facing a class action lawsuit. The suit accuses Norfolk Southern Railroad of failing to exercise reasonable care, failing to maintain its tracks and equipment, and failure to reasonably warn the general public. It also seeks to keep the company from removing any property from the crash site that investigators will need to determine the cause of the crash. 20 of the cars that derailed last week were carrying hazardous materials, sparking an evacuation order for that area.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried will be in a New York courtroom today. His appearance comes just 2 days after a judge rejected his bail request. The 30-year-old Bankman-Fried is on house arrest at his parents' home in California since he was arrested in December on charges of cheating investors.
The superintendent of Cumberland County Schools is getting recognition for his work with exceptional children's programs. Dr. Marvin Connolly will receive the Felix Barker Leadership Award during a ceremony next week. It's given each year to someone who works tirelessly to develop and sustain programs that support students with special needs.
Number of heart attacks is up across every age category since the start of COVID-19 pandemic, most dramatically, though, in younger adults. A new study by doctors at Cedars-Sinai Hospital found heart attack-related deaths among people ages 25 to 44 are up by 30% since 2020. In older age groups, they're up 15 to 20%. This morning on Today, one of the study's co-authors explains the spike relates to COVID-19 infections and not vaccinations.
The data would strongly suggest that the timing of the spikes of heart attack-associated deaths are really in timing with the surges in infection with the different waves caused by the different variants and not in time with when most people receive their vaccines.
And more about the correlation between COVID-19 and heart disease is coming up this morning on Today. It airs right after this newscast at 7 on WRAL.
The town of Cary is a finalist to be the new home of the U.S. Soccer Federation's headquarters and National Training Center. This is WRAL Sky 5 video over WakeMed Soccer Park, the facility at the center of the town's bid for U.S. Soccer. Cary's town manager says WakeMed Soccer Park is perfect for the U.S. Soccer headquarters because they could get started right away and then expand in the future.
And how big are we with this event coming? The outdoor hockey rink is taking shape at Carter-Finley Stadium. The NHL released this time-lapse video. So cool. The work that these crews have completed since they arrived on Monday. The Canes will host the Washington Capitals in the NHL Stadium Series Saturday, February 18th.
Of course, they have professionals working on that. They know how to do ice and keep ice no matter what the temperature is. But our temperatures will start to drop heading into the weekend. We'll get one more warm day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Yeah, this weekend will prove that winter is not over. Boy, it felt like it yesterday, didn't it? And we'll still stay nice and warm today, but the clouds will begin to thicken up. This is a live look at downtown Durham right now, and our current temperature is 53, so it's a very mild start. You don't need your big heavy winter coat. Just a jacket should feel fine. Our temperature at lunchtime in the mid-60s, and we'll climb into the mid-70s for highs this afternoon. Looking at 75 in Clinton, 76 Fayetteville, 73 in Durham and South Hill, 75 in Rocky Mount. 74 in Raleigh would tie the previous record for today. And yesterday we tied the record too. All that warm air is about to slide out of here though. And by Sunday, look at that little bullseye of purple there. That's some chilly temperatures. So below normal for us on Sunday. Plus Sunday is just looking wetter and wetter with every new run of the computer models that comes in. Mid 50s is our normal high. Mid 70s for today. And then we start to back it off tomorrow. We'll see more cloud cover for tomorrow and a slight chance of a shower, especially during the late afternoon and evening. Saturday and Sunday, we go from 52 to 49. Saturday is actually looking a little drier and Sunday's looking a little wetter. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to walk through the chances for rain for each day over the weekend. Monday, it looks like we start to dry out and temperatures rebound to around 60. There's that 74 for our high this afternoon, tying the previous record of 1994. 77 in Fayetteville and the previous record 75. So that one should be pretty easy to break this afternoon. Our weekend outlook does look different. 67 for tomorrow. It'll be cloudy all day on Friday. We'll see just an isolated shower during the day on Friday and then a better chance of rain Friday night. It backs off a little bit on Saturday. We'll drop it down to 30%. The farther south you are, the better chance for rain. And then Sunday, it's just rain for everybody. And it's going to be a cold rain too at 49 degrees. Here's a look at right now. We're seeing clear skies. By lunchtime, we start to see the clouds rolling in and an isolated shower pops up here or there this afternoon. That'll be the case again overnight tonight and during the day tomorrow. Tomorrow, the cold front moves through. Doesn't bring a lot of rain with it initially, but as it moves to the coast, we'll start to see a low pressure system riding along it, and that does increase our chance for rain late on Friday and into Friday night. We see that sliding off for Saturday, and then another round comes through on Sunday. So Sunday's going to be one of those days, you know, a lot of folks have some snacks to get together, and then, you know, just hanging out by the TV on Sunday looks like a pretty good plan. We get into next week, we drive back out again, and just in time for Brian's birthday, aka Valentine's Day, it looks nice.
And we're just going to watch that every day. Just be focused on Tuesday and see what the weather's going to be. 6:20 right now as we take a look at Durham live at I-85 at Broad Street. Looking good in both directions this morning. We're not picking up any delays on I-85 between Hillsboro, Durham, all the way out toward Butner. And around the rest of the triangle, no crashes showing up right now. Checking that live sensor data on 40 westbound through Wake County. Seeing a little bit of a backup in a couple of spots on 40 westbound through Garner with the usual delays. About a 2-minute slowdown overall. Through South and West Raleigh, though, all clear as you head from Wade Avenue out to the airport.
Brian, thank you. More dramatic scenes of rescues are coming out of Turkey days after the massive earthquake there. The work rescuers are doing around the clock to try to find survivors.
And a powerful storm left destruction across parts of Louisiana. People there have cleanup to do this morning after a possible tornado strike.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Disney isn't saying let it go to two of its most popular movie franchises.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
There is still money to be made.
Yeah.
Disney
says
that it has new Toy Story and Frozen movies in the works. We're talking about Toy Story 5 and Frozen 3. The most recent films in each of those series made $1 billion at the box office in 20 and 19. No word yet on when these latest sequels will be coming out.
And probably not too shocking that Disney is going in the direction of sequels once again. You may remember they came out with Strange World, one of the original animated movies. That was a bomb at the box office. So they're going back to Toy Story and Frozen saying, okay, we're going to try this thing again.
Back to the well. It's worked pretty well so far. You like two. Frozen 2. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's my great. Daughter yeah. loved Frozen 2 almost better than Frozen 1. Yeah.
It just shows there are not too many new ideas out there. If kids' movies are not your thing, how about this? Owen Wilson is channeling his inner Bob Ross in the trailer for the upcoming movie Paint. Coming to theaters in April, Wilson is not technically playing Ross. He's playing a character named Carl Nargle. But I don't think you have to make too big of a leap in your mind to assume that that is largely based on Mr. Ross.
Inspired by it.
Yeah.
That is Bob Ross. Carl Nargle. How did they come up with that name for this? But yeah, I mean, Bob Ross, back in the day, he had those studio productions where he had fans on site right there, and it had such an effect on fans viewing at home. I mean, it was peaceful. I have zero artistic ability, but
same
he would
here.
Just make something out of nothing. It was cool. Brian, thanks. Big shakeup in the NBA. ESPN reporting Kevin Durant is heading from the Brooklyn Nets to the Phoenix Suns. This blockbuster trade involves two players who played here in the Triangle. ESPN reports the Nets are also sending former NC State player T.J. Warren to Phoenix. Three players are moving from the Suns to the Nets, including former UNC player Cam Johnson. Now, Super Bowl 57 is this Sunday. You can watch it on Fox 50. You won't want to miss the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. That game is from Glendale, Arizona, a Phoenix suburb. The game begins at 6:30. Pre-game coverage, though, starts way earlier, 11 a.m.
It's a quiet start this morning. Right now, our skies are clear, but we will see increasing clouds. You don't need to send the kids out to the bus stop in their heavy winter coat. Temperatures are in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'll show you when they'll need their raincoats coming up.
Hillside High School here behind me will have extra security on campus today after a shooting killed one student and injured another near campus. We're live with how the community and the school district is responding.
And the Kids Exchange consignment sale is happening today. Coming up, we're going to tell you how it's going to help many families that are dealing with inflation.